From my home state of New Hampshire, that's Gary Sredinsky and the Serfs. Gary Sredinsky is the amazing host of longtime radio show, The Polka Party, on WUNH 91.3 in Durham, New Hampshire, and also, I'm sure, all over the internets. Yeah, this edition of One Song Wonders is Green Onions.
Thank you.
the Dave Grundy Combo with their version of Green Onions, and before that, Shake Keen, which was released on the London record label, one of their Phase 4 Stereo promo-only LPs. Great version of Booker T and the MG's Green Onions. Yeah, I'm DJ Frederick. This is One Song Wonders, the twice-monthly radio show where we explore creative versions of just one song.
This is Bird Note. For birds, rain is a fact of life. They might take cover during a drenching downpour, but when it showers all day, they still have to brave it and find food. Chickadees still fly to feeders for sunflower seeds right through a cold winter rain. Fortunately, a bird's outer layers of body feathers, known as contour feathers, prevent rain from penetrating toward its core. The fine structure of contour feathers interlocks each feather with the next, creating a barrier to water, keeping it from reaching the down feathers where birds trap air for warming insulation. Many birds also apply an oil to their feathers while preening, using their bills to spread oil from a gland at the base of the tail. The oil isn't so much a waterproofing substance as a conditioning lubricant that keeps feathers supple, allowing their fine structure to mesh and repel water. Birds that don't have an oil gland, like some parrots, grow special down feathers that disintegrate into a very fine, waxy substance called powder down. When preened onto the contour feathers, powder down also helps repel water. So, bring on the rain. It's warm and dry under those feathers. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Have you seen our redesigned website yet? Check out the all-new birdnote.org today.
Welcome aboard the caravan. You're listening to One Song Wonders with DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Root Doctor and Jim Alfredson, the Green Onions. And before that, we heard a beautiful solo acoustic guitar version by Glenn Leffler. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders, and today we're exploring numerous versions of Green Onions, which was composed and recorded in 1962 by Booker T and the MGs. It's described as one of the most popular instrumental rock and soul songs ever. It's a 12-bar blues. It has a rippling Hammond M3 organ line. And Booker T. Jones wrote that when he was just 17. And a lot of the recording was actually improvised by their band in the studio. So yeah, we've all heard this song in one version or another. It's absolutely wonderful and really kick-started a lot of other artists using the Hammond in their work in both soul, pop, and jazz. Here's an unknown acetate released by an unknown artist on R&J Records in New York.
Science in the Sea. For fans of sushi, sashimi, and tuna steaks on the grill, we have some good news. Four species of tuna have rebounded in recent years, lowering the threat of extinction. An agency of the United Nations monitors the health of more than 138,000 species of life, in the oceans and on land. And every few years, it takes a new look at each species. Many species are in worse shape than ever, mostly as the result of human activities, but a few have improved. This year's assessment, for example, found an uptick in the populations of four species of tuna: Atlantic bluefin, southern bluefin, albacore, and yellowfin. They were moved into categories with a lower threat of extinction than before. Three of them, in fact, were moved into a category called least concern. Much of the change was the result of better management of commercial fisheries. The world's nations did a better job of enforcing restrictions on how many fish commercial fleets could catch. That shows that well-planned and executed recovery efforts can pay off. Not all tuna are in great shape, though, even within the same species. The population of Atlantic bluefin on the eastern side of the Atlantic has grown in recent decades, for example, while the population on the western side, around the United States, has been cut in half. And the Pacific bluefin population is down to less than 5% of what it once was, an indication that there's still a lot of work to be done to protect life in the oceans. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Open your ears and be more adventurous. It's a world of musical discovery on One Song Wonders with DJ Frederick, discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song.
Thank you.
King Curtis. And before we heard King Curtis, it was John Sherry with a beautiful acoustic cover of Green Onions. We started off with Claus Ogerman and his orchestra. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders. Next, we're going to hear something a little bit different. It's not the best audio quality, but I think it's definitely well worth sharing. This is Harry James live at the 1965 Monterey Jazz Festival. It was recorded in 1965, September 19th of 1965 in Monterey, California, and it features Buddy Rich on drums, Red Kelly on bass, Bob Achilles on saxophone and clarinet, Joe Riggs and Bill Castell on alto saxophone, and yeah, Harry James on trumpet, and many other amazing musicians. Here we go, back to 1965 and the Monterey Jazz Festival. This is Green Onions by Harry James. Thank you.
Kelly at the bass, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Percival at the pianos. Bob Achilles on clarinet. Thank you very much, composition Green Onions, our recent release on Dot Records.
Noah Slate with Booker T's Green Onions. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to One Song Wonders, discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future editions, you can email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. And just for something a little bit different, we're going to hear a couple of tunes called Green Tomatoes. Here's Pat and the Wildcats.
We'll be right back.
right, Rick Braun, and before that, Pat and the Wildcats with a little variation called Green Tomatoes. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of One Song Wonders. I want to say thank you for listening. Keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, keep your radio free, and keep listening to the songs of life.